Awesome Podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Well, I felt bad because the customer is looking at me like, what's wrong with you? I'm just like, it's my allergies.
I'm so sad.
It was literally like a stream of tears.
You're recording right now.
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh, okay.
This is a... Welcome to the Adam and Holly, our awesome podcast.
Aha.
Also known as Aha. Because it's Adam
Why
and...
Why not?
Adam and Holly are awesome. It's Aha.
Well, wouldn't it be like Ahar?
Aha.
No, there's no R there.
There's no R.
Oh, wait, podcast. So it'd be Ahop.
Ahop!
No, Ahop. Because
it would be, if it was Ahop podcast, it would be saying podcast twice.
Oh, it's the Ahop.
But then
podcast.
It might as well just be Tahop. Which sounds dumb, so
Aha
podcast.
Aha.
Aha.
Because we learn things here.
We do.
We learn things all the time. We learned some things last week.
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia. We always gotta do a random Wikipedia. You know what I Wikipedia'd today? Dr. Demento.
Why?
Why not?
Because he's awesome. And this is the... There's an awesome in the title of our podcast, so it's awesome. There's awesome things that happen.
That's pretty much what we talk about.
Okay.
So,
just go with it. It'll be fun.
So you know what? Fuck Pokemon White.
Why?
That's all I'm saying.
You're going to get a lot of people hating it.
No.
Pretty
okay.
Sure, I'm pretty sure a lot of people like it.
No. Well, I don't care. This is my opinion.
That's true. I have no opinion because I'm not buying them. I refuse.
Why?
I refuse. Because I don't
like... Pokemon or Michael Jackson?
No, I love Pokemon.
Black and white.
We had this conversation. It's kind of racist, but I don't want to buy it.
No, that's Mike. It's black. It's white.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, since I first heard they were coming out, I was like, I don't know.
You're just done.
I don't like it. Yeah, as soon as I figured out that they were introducing new Pokemon, there's way too many Pokemon. You need to stop bringing around new ones. I can't even travel the ones that we already have.
I have a Fire Pig. His name is Tepig. Actually, I named him Burninator because that's better than Tepig.
That's better.
And I did make a comment that I was wondering if the evolution would be called Luke Warthog.
Yeah, Luke Warthog, which would be really great, but it's nothing so awesome.
I don't even know what it is. I didn't evolve. It's like level 12 or whatever.
I see you haven't played.
I played a little bit, but I was...
Well, right.
Because I don't know any of the Pokemon. The first thing I caught was a rat.
There's always a rat.
There's like a pat rat. Yeah, but
yeah.
Lame. And then I caught a cat and a dog. And I was like, this is the lamest. At least you
didn't catch the trash bag or the goth chick.
I'd like to catch a goth chick.
Goth chick?
Yeah, there's a goth Pokemon. It's called like... Goth Eater or something, and it's...
Cut your wrist of this?
No, it's evolution, and like Gotharita, and then it's Gothitelle. Like, there's no...
I actually did catch a grass monkey.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd it look like?
It's like a monkey that's green.
But you notice there's like just a bunch of weird ones now?
Yeah.
So I've noticed they're either like items, or they have a lot of spikes. They all seem to have a ton of... protrusions.
Or it's like something you shouldn't do to an animal. Like a dog that's on fire.
I had those before.
Well, I was thinking they should make a porcupine, but then they did. It was like Quilava.
Quilava, yeah.
He's a porcupine. Blade.
Kind of a porcupine.
Yeah, it's like fire spikes.
I think they had other porcupine things too, but I can't, like I said, I don't
Shaman
even know.
Shaman is a porcupine.
I don't even
know.
Yeah, I don't know anything. I really don't know them past the ones that were in like Gold and Silver.
Wow.
I stopped keeping track after that.
I did like,
There's too many.
There's some good, like Snorlax.
I never finished Pearl or Platinum, so.
Yeah.
I would be the Snorlax evil Pokemon trainer if they were real.
Really?
You'd be Team Rocket?
You'd
be their rival?
No, I would be Team Rocket. I'd be real
you'd
evil.
Be...
Team Rocket's awesome, though.
No, like, I'd have, like, a Hypno that had, like, Berettas.
Instead of, like, Psychic, he'd be like, Hypno.
I think my would be
the purpose. Yeah, he'd just pull a gun and shoot Pikachu
like,
in the head.
You're dead.
What are his moves that, like, shoot regular shoot sideways.
Gat.
I just got a gun. I don't know who needs fucking moves.
Drive by, get on like a ride on, and
get on the back of a bicycle.
That's his flying move, actually. He just flies and then shoots. It'd be way better. Forget being stuck in a street. Fly above your target.
So if you have a gun, does that count as a special attack or a physical attack?
I think it counts as isn't it like an equipment slot?
Oh, because you have to hold the item.
Right. Yep. But the attack, I think, would be special.
Because it's long range.
Yeah.
It's not like up close.
Bear at 50 cal.
Yeah. Is that a fighting move? Or normal type?
I think it's gun.
Gun. That's new.
Because I don't think steel type. I don't think any of the Pokemon are immune to gun.
Nothing's immune to gun. You're going to get shot, man.
I don't know. The ghost Pokemon might be okay.
Yeah. Well, then you use explosive rounds because they're not immune to fire.
Oh, that's true.
The gun adapts
But the thing is, if it's an explosive round, you'd have to hit it first.
No, you just hit the ground below it.
Oh.
Right.
Or you just shoot a 40mm grenade at it.
Yeah, well, all right. Lob a grenade.
Or a grenade launcher.
Or
the
athlete.
Then you got six barrels. So you've got one for each of their Pokemon.
There you go. But you only get four moves.
We call it roulette.
I don't like Evil Hypno.
I like Evil
Hypno. I just don't like Hypno. Hypno always weirded me
out. I caught a shiny Drowsy.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I think I've run into shiny Pokemon. I didn't even know it.
You just killed them.
Because I didn't even know what a shiny was till last
spring. I had one until I sold my Pokemon Diamond, which had all my Pokemon in it. I was like, I'm done with Pokemon.
I probably would have strangled the
team. Why would you do that? Why would you ever give up Pokemon? I still have all my originals.
Because I was like, I'm done with it.
I don't have my original.
But but that's how I do. Like,
because my original was on PC.
I still have, I did. I had legal ones.
Oh, I guess we should introduce our guest for this podcast. Yeah, so we have a guest tonight. With us is Corey Carver, who works with me. He's a good dude. He likes Pokemon, obviously. And Doctor Who.
Well, what I've seen of it, yes.
I've seen Blink.
I've seen more than Blink. I've seen, 10 episodes.
Yeah, that's considerably good. More than most people have seen. Especially
you saw the new Christmas special?
Yeah, that was good.
With Matt Smith, who's a very good doctor.
He's a good doctor. It's a little different than the other doctors. I think that's what's screwing people out, because they don't like a lot of people who are anti-Matt Smith. I don't understand.
Really?
That. Yeah.
I think
has a little bit different of a look.
Yeah, I think they think he's too silly and young.
I like that he's silly.
So do I. I'm not complaining. I like him too.
But, I mean, I like him, but he looks like the guy that I wouldn't let my children be named.
Well,
he's got that look, just
like a creeper.
Yeah, he looks.
But he has a bow tie. I guess that doesn't help.
That makes it worse. Just hope he's not.
Anybody who can tell my kid that he will give them candy if they can go back 1,000 years with him and visit some other village.
You're not allowed to go with him.
Hey, kid, get my phone booth. It's magical.
Well.
Right?
Well, if you recall, in the Christmas episode, he did show the kid his psychic paper and said, I am a responsible adult. And he says, it's just blank.
Oh, his psychic paper, that's so
yeah.
He says, it's blank. And he's like, I guess there's something, it's gone too far or something. I don't remember the exact words, but it was to the extent that he is not a responsible adult.
No.
He doesn't really bring kids with him, though.
No. Just that once, because it was a Christmas special.
Or at least they don't show you the episodes in which he does. He's a Time Lord!
Well, I suppose he could have at some point in his history broadcast.
The original Doctor had his
granddaughter with him.
Yeah, the second Doctor said that he was 450 years old in the Tomb of the Cybermen, which was an episode we watched a while back.
Right.
A few weeks back.
The ninth Doctor says he's 900 years old.
Yeah. So 907, I think.
Yes, yeah, so there's 450 years in there unaccounted for.
Yeah. So unless there's just they just gloss over it. I don't know for sure. One of them's lying, or maybe there's 450 years in the middle that we didn't see.
Or it's the pedophile doctor.
There are probably a ton of pedophile rapist doctors in between.
Or there's just someone who.
Well, the ninth doctor is very angry. We don't know why.
It could be the sixth doctor. I wouldn't put it past him.
Oh, he's an asshole.
Which are the doctors I know? Blink and the new doctor.
You know 10 and 11.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know the two newest ones. Yeah. Don't watch 6. We've been over this.
Yeah, 6.
Just skip over 6.
Yeah, we've been over this.
Don't watch his stuff.
And don't watch the movie. There's a movie, a Doctor Who movie, that they made in 97.
It's so bad.
But it was set in 99, like, for the millennium, because that was a big deal, remember? Yeah. Remember when everybody thought the world was going to
end? Yeah, remember when everyone stocked up on food, and turns out the next morning they just had a lot of food?
And water.
And they paid people to fix their, make sure their computers...
Well, we were talking about a volcano today.
Right? The Japanese one?
The Japanese... Well, no, if someone was saying, like, if Yellowstone...
Oh, yeah, because Yellowstone's going to blow up someday.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and everything's going to blow up someday.
But we'll have...
Some guy said something really horrible. He came into work and he's like, God, Japan's had just about everything. They'd be happy to see Godzilla right now.
I think I've actually heard that. Someone was making Godzilla jokes. Like, really, guys?
It's like, come on. You got out of the way for a couple weeks.
Yeah. Did you hear Gilbert Godfrey got fired from Affleck? Because he made... He
tweeted,
he tweeted some stuff. And then he got fired.
He did
I didn't even know he was
tweeted
the...
some, like, Japan jokes.
I didn't know he was the duck. I just thought he was always Gilbert Godfrey.
No, he's the duck. I guess his voice, that's, like, not actually his real voice.
Well, obviously. Because who would talk like that normally?
Well, if you talk like that normally, your voice would, like, commit suicide by the time you're, like, 14.
I probably would.
Yeah, he's just like,
I really want to hear what his real voice sounds like.
I am Gilbert Godfrey.
Yeah, he's
this is how I talk. When I'm not on television or radio.
Have you heard how Larry the Cable Guy talks normally?
Normal. Sounds normal.
Just like a regular guy.
He sounds like you.
Well, it's a character. Like, he's Larry the Cable Guy is a character.
I think most people forget that, though.
Right.
I mean, they, you know, it's just a society we
can't. I tell you what.
But at least be Southern if you're going to make fun of the Southerners.
I don't think he's making fun. He's part of it.
No, he's making
fun. He's making fun of
him. Well, no, come on. I mean,
America!
No, he's making fun. They just don't get it.
I don't think so. I think he's... He's embracing the culture.
No. I've got Southern relatives that are hillbillies. And
do they think he's funny?
No.
Oh.
I think like my cousin. My cousin got married in the backyard. To a hot
barbecue. I know a few people got married in the backyard.
It took as long as their ceremony
I got
was
married
like
in a restaurant.
I know someone who got married in camouflage.
What? I got married in a restaurant.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably a classy restaurant.
Oh, it's my
uncle's restaurant.
You're married by your Olive
Garden.
Yeah, it's like,
we got married at Red Lobster.
I guess that's where I'm like Arby's.
We had cheesy biscuits.
I guess there's a new trend of people like getting married at McDonald's.
In McDonald's?
Yes.
Do they have
I've seen
like,
this
a big
online.
Mac cake?
Like, I don't know what it is, but they get married in McDonald's.
Or do they just stack up cherry pies?
That's so gross. But it's like, I guess they like, it's usually people who work there. And they're like, oh, we love this place so much.
I bet they give them a bonus.
Probably.
I would
you
not.
You got married here, you get 5 cents more.
I worked in fast food.
Big cheeseburger.
And it's, you know, it's a learning experience to work in food because you get so, like, working in a kitchen is just so hot. And you,
gross.
Like,
and
you
get pissed.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about working in food is you realize what goes on in the food. Mm. And you don't
want to
eat it.
Well, I worked at the Taco Bell, and it wasn't that bad.
You probably worked at a good Taco Bell.
I was in charge, so it was awesome.
We'll see,
there was some good moments there.
But you know what? Every moment with a Cheddar Bay biscuit is an awesome moment.
I'm hoping to never, ever work at fast food. That's my goal. Never work. Because, I mean, I've had the opportunity a bunch of times. I just don't want to. I just don't want to.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
First of all,
just a restaurant
I eat too much. And that would be bad.
I
don't like the environment.
I was a vegetarian for a while when I worked at Taco Bell.
I couldn't do that.
'Cause it's just beans. Just beans instead of meat. It's not like it's meat anyway.
I was going to say. I thought you were a vegetarian. That's why I'm eating beer.
It's not.
Yeah, it's cornmeal and
like oats
filler.
Or something. Yeah,
yeah.
Whatever. It's all
the
good.
Cheapest stuff they can put in there.
I'm a vegetarian. Well, I guess
you
might.
He wants
I kind of. Thing. Well, I kind of dated her. Like, we saw each other for, like, 5 or 6 dates. Mm-hmm. She said she was a vegetarian, but she ate, like, ham and bacon and beef.
So
and I was like, thought you're a vegetarian. She goes, well, I don't eat fish.
That just means you don't eat fish.
That's not a vegetarian.
Oh, well, there's something called pescatarian, where you don't eat any meat except for fish. Which I find really strange, because fish is one of the most detrimental environmental things to eat.
It's got mercury in it.
Well, not just that, but I mean, the carbon footprint of eating a fish is a lot more, because it takes so much more mercury.
I'd rather eat a dolphin.
What? If you're gonna eat fish, go all the way. And eat
well, that's not a fish. Mm. That's a mammal.
That's true. I don't know if I'm gonna eat dolphin. I don't eat a dolphin.
I don't have a good dolphin noise. I don't
either. I'm fine. I'm fine without having a good dolphin.
No, I think dolphin would taste awesome.
Yeah. I bet it tastes horrible.
You think?
Because even if it does taste good, you would think it's horrible because you're like, I'm gonna eat fucking dolphin. And then you're like, not as good as I thought.
That's true. You probably get all hyped up for it. Yeah, you're like, this is kind of...
This is going to taste like rainbows.
It's like motherfucking rainbows.
And it does not taste like rainbows.
It tastes like
old chicken.
you know what, like, when you're, like, did you ever brother?
I do have a brother. I still have one.
So you guys used to wrestle?
Yeah. Well, basically, he would beat me up. That was
you know the taste that happens when he... throws you down on the ground and you taste
like
the carpet
like
the or the
metallic.
Dirt.
Yeah,
it'd probably be that.
I don't know. I'm surprised.
Just
I don't
because
have
you got so amped up, you know, dolphin, dolphin.
It's like the
new life goal:
taste.
Eat some dolphin. Yeah.
Anybody,
I think that's actually probably illegal.
You can eat dolphin. There's millions of them.
Well, it's probably still illegal. There's millions of all sorts of things you can't eat.
Why? Well, just because they're cute.
There's millions of humans. There's millions
that?
Of humans. You can't eat those.
Yeah, you can.
Not here.
Well, you just gotta go find
tribe.
You
get meat in Canada.
Human meat?
No,
yeah, well, we went online one day because we were trying
fake.
To find out
I've
how
been,
you could
I've
get
been
human
to this
meat.
Site. It's fake. They, like, made up this whole thing.
You can get lion meat.
Oh, God.
Then you'd be like Charlie Sheen.
No, that's tiger.
You gotta have tiger.
I know. You'd be better than Charlie Sheen.
So, what was the joke that you tweeted today?
How much cocaine
did
Charlie Sheen
do?
Enough
to
kill
two and a half men.
Nice.
That's a great
that
joke.
Was beautiful. I only heard that, and I said it at work.
I think it's been making the rounds for like probably a while, and I just
but that's a good one. It's topical.
Did you play the Charlie Sheen game?
No.
There's a Charlie Sheen game online.
No, I hate this because all this hype around Charlie Sheen, there's people following him on Twitter and stuff, and they don't realize that he basically is just a drug addict, porn addict who hits women.
He's a douche.
Like,
but
I don't get it. They people need to stop.
Is it Charlie Sheen is nuts or is he too smart for everyone?
Who cares?
What?
Either way, he's still a drug addict woman abuser, so
all right.
You know.
He's winning.
Yeah, on the game when you lose it says too much winning. And you drive off of a cliff.
He's not bipolar, he's bi winning.
Yeah.
So Charlie Sheen's the new celebrity that everybody talks about.
By the time this podcast goes up, it's going to be like
it's going to be a new one.
Completely irrelevant.
It's going to be like, I don't even know, because Charlie
Sheen. Maybe by the time this goes up, he'll be dead.
Who knows? Wouldn't that be nuts? Like,
I hope not.
Blaze of glory,
right now, like, if Charlie Sheen's dead, I would like to just say I'm really sorry. Because we probably caused it.
I doubt that actually happened.
I don't think Charlie Sheen is listening.
I don't think the butterfly effect applies to this podcast.
Probably not.
Or the Minority Report effect.
Right here, that's what
we meant. No, we were talking about Jimmy John's and how they're freaky fast, and we decided that they have a pool of three psychics that say when you're going to order a sandwich.
Oh, God, makes such sense.
Yeah.
So
like,
they're not freaky. They're probably really slow making sandwiches.
It's like, but they made it half an hour ago.
They made
it half an hour ago.
I don't think they're slow at making sandwiches because their sandwiches would be better.
Yeah, that's true.
But
I don't
freaky
think
fast.
I'm not all that fond either. I like Herbert and Gerberts. They're much better.
I don't like Herberts and
really?
Gerberts.
Fuck Herbert and Gerbert, all right?
Fuck you.
We ordered Herberts and Gerberts for work, all right?
Yeah.
They charged us $1 for each sandwich that we ordered for delivery.
Yeah.
For each sandwich. Like, we had seven people there, because it was a new place that just opened. They charged us $7 on top. Or no, it was $2 per sandwich.
Yeah, that's
kind of,
that's not what they do.
Well, and guess how far away they are.
They are across the street.
Oh, yeah, I order from them all the time. They're like a block away from me. Because they always tell me, it's going to be about 45 minutes. Okay, and they show up in like 10, because it's a block away.
Okay, but...
maybe you just have a bad store.
Well, no. Then the manager came in or something, like, to bring us free samples, because we hadn't ordered in a while.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you haven't ordered in a while. And I was like, yeah, because you fucking charge us $2 per sandwich.
Yeah.
When you're there.
When you're right there.
I can literally point out the window and see your business.
Yeah. So fuck Herbert and fuck Gerber.
I don't know. The one where I am, it's good. They don't overcharge for anything, so I don't really have any problem. Actually, we have three in town.
I'm gonna punch Urban Gurb in their fucking faces when I see them.
I don't think they're not actual people.
Yeah, I don't care.
You're gonna meet two people, they're like, oh, I'm Herbert. This is Gurbert. You're just gonna
I'm
wail.
I'm just gonna get double punched.
That's terrible.
In
well,
the grill.
I did get pissed at him once, and it was funny because I followed them, or I liked them on Facebook, so I could, like, tag them in the status. And it said, it basically just said that, like, they fucked up our order because we asked, I think we asked for extra onions, and they gave us no onions or something. It was real dumb. And I checked back, like, 3 minutes later on their page, and they'd already deleted it. They don't want anyone saying anything bad about them.
But guess what?
But they didn't tell us anything, so.
Unless you give me free food for the rest of my life, I hate you.
I don't see that. Oh, yeah, and then they promised Stacy, my friend, because they messed up her order, they promised her, like, a $5 gift card or something. She never got it. She was so pissed.
See?
But
my point stands.
But the person who was working there is, like, a jerk. Talk to her in person.
You're talking
just
smack
horrible
about individual people now. I don't know.
I don't know.
Fuck the lady that works at Urban Gerbs.
I don't wonder if I'm out anymore.
Lady
one,
in Fargo? In Fargo?
No, it's in Moran.
And more. You know which one you are. If you're listening, fuck you.
I don't think she probably actually does. This is like April. She
well,
I forgot about this by then.
Well, if you worked at Herbert and Gerber,
no, that's not true.
From this date to this date,
you are an asshole,
and you are a bitch. You are also an asshole.
We're gonna punch you in the cunt.
We should probably not talk about this anymore. I'm just saying, it's gonna get bad. Restraining all right. orders.
Alright, we'll switch topics.
No more Urban
Gerb
talk.
Pull out the laptop. What's our topic?
Oh, God.
We're gonna find a topic. To talk
about. You know one of the things I like about mess ups in food, though? When it's extravagantly messed up.
Right, it's just,
like when I said,
right, yeah, that one is just a little bit messed up because I always feel bad like talking about it.
It's like, oh, they forgot the lettuce.
Yeah.
I ordered a 5-layer beef burrito at Taco Bell. I said, no sour cream. They gave me nothing but beans. This was like a week ago.
There's no sour cream on it.
I said I wanted a 4-layer instead of a 5-layer. They gave me a 1-layer.
They give you, well, 2 if you count the shell.
Oh, yeah. Okay, 2 layers. They're like, so you didn't want sour cream, right? Yeah. How about a wrap of beans?
We'll just put beans in a shell.
All right. We have 6 different things to choose.
6.
Pick
the
coolest one.
Between 1 and 6. Me pick the coolest. That's tough. All right, we're not gonna do that one. We won't do that one.
She's like, that's
tough.
We'll
save that for
later. Okay, never mind. These ones all suck.
You told me something yesterday.
How about the TV return story.
What?
So today, this little old lady. Oh, you were there.
Oh, you're laughing already.
So this little old lady, she must have been 150.
At least.
Maybe 175.
We're giving her the shallow end on 150.
And her husband, who is, you know, equally as old. As
maybe
ancient.
Older. I think his age is only written in Sanskrit.
Right. No. So anyway, they came into the store with a TV and... And they're like, we'd like to return this. It just, you know, it cuts out sometimes. And I was like, oh, sure, let me try it out and see what's going on. So it's a little, like, maybe a 9-inch screen with a VCR in it. And it has a remote, whatever.
Did they still make those? I thought the screen size was like 30.
Anyway, yeah. So I put the tape in there. Well, there's a lot of things at a pawn shop that they don't make
anymore.
True,
that's true.
They don't make VCRs anymore. Like, just, you can't.
Actually,
just
they might. Still make, I don't
maybe
know what.
I doubt it.
They don't make Hollywood hits on VHS anymore.
They don't make the highlights from the 1993 Super Bowl on VHS.
No, they don't. That's all what right. I'm anyway.
They don't make a Nintendo guide to beating games on VHS.
Yeah. So anyway, I put the tape in, and the machine goes, turns off.
Oh.
Okay, it spits the tape out halfway.
That was an exact quote, by the way.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, that's exactly what
the noise was. And then it flashes. And there was no smoke coming out the back, but there might as well have been. So I pull the tape out, of course, it's
stuck.
Yeah,
you
could have
just said, like, there was smoke coming out of the back. It makes the story cooler.
Right, but I'm not exaggerating. I am not exaggerating.
This is a legit story.
This is 100% actual, factual.
Including the 150-year-old lady.
Right.
Okay.
She was literally, like, actually, literally 150.
Like, crypt keeper.
You should probably contact some sort of record service. That is probably
but anyway,
a world record.
So I put the tape in, tape gets stuck, pull the tape out, you know, with some finagling, I get the, you can't see my finger motion, but I use the scooping.
It can't be any worse than your
The scooping
motion.
Come hither.
Yeah, I got the tape out, and then I was like, okay, do you have a receipt? I'll give you a return. And she's like, oh, we don't have the receipt. And I was like, all right, fine, I'll look it up. So we got a real good computer system at work. A lot of hitting
enter. You haven't heard this at all, have you?
No, I haven't.
No, it's a new story. I'm telling it for the... I saved it for the podcast.
Oh, okay.
So. I got to text this. I put this on the podcast list. Oh, okay. That's how interesting this is.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I type in the serial number, and I hit the thing to make it pop up. And in our system, we can see when it was sold. So pops up. It says 8/21/08.
What?
And I was like, what? Did you buy this computer 3 years or this TV 3 years ago? And she's like, yeah, but we only used it once. And I was like, well, we 2008. That, I mean, there's a reasonable amount of time you would expect to be able to return something.
Right.
I mean, 30 days.
Usually it's like 90. That's a max.
It shouldn't be the amount of time it takes for a human being to start learning how to walk and talk.
Right. Seven days is our return policy. You know, we'll give you your money back if something goes wrong in 7 days. Sure. Not a problem. You have a receipt within, you know, even if it's 2 weeks. Okay. I can
understand.
You know, there's
things
a little
happen.
Bit of leeway.
You might have left town for a week. Well, really, like
3 years.
2.5 years.
2.5 years, sure. I mean...
That's totally...
It might as well be a decade.
I mean, they could have bought that thing new. I mean, like... At that time, they could have...
Yeah, I mean, 2008. Right now, it is...
Also, who bought it for... To use once in 2.5 years?
Right, yeah, okay.
Obviously, you don't have that much of a problem with it.
If she used it continuously
for
2.5 years...
How did they
know
that it was cutting out so much? If they only
use it once.
Once,
then they just cut out once.
Use it once. Well, yeah, doesn't, week, then why'd they buy it in the first place?
Who buys a TV and says, we won't use this for 3 years.
We've only used this for 3 years, and we want our $23 back that we spent on this. The $7.48 a year that we spent on this is too much. We can't abide. Can we? And then she says, well, can we at least get credit towards something else?
Yeah. The only thing I can think is, like, lots of times old people don't have a lot of money. So they might have just been real strapped for cash and just hoping.
But still. I mean, I understand, you know, people can be strapped for cash, but...
But there's a reasonable time frame.
Yeah.
Oh, I completely agree. I'm not justifying this. I'm just saying, like, that could be the reason that she thought 2.5 years was okay. Or she's just praying and hoping that maybe she could eat tonight. But you dicks didn't give her money.
Well, she was going to buy a different TV.
Oh.
Because the one she used for the last 3 years stopped working.
That's unless she's going to eat the TV or the programming, I don't think.
Maybe she ate part of it.
Maybe she
that's
did.
Why
maybe she's one of those people that likes to eat TVs.
Maybe.
I've seen it before.
There's people that eat pottery.
It's gross. There's a show on...
people that eat people.
No, there's a show on a network. It's, I can't remember what it is. It's something about people like who are obsessed with stuff. And a lot of them are people who eat weird things. Like there's
laundry detergent.
Yeah, there's one woman who eats laundry detergent. Like, there's another one who, what did she eat? It was real gross. It's like cat litter or something. It's just disgusting.
That was on Police Academy, actually.
Really?
Police Academy 2, the guy, there's one guy who's a slob, so the first time Mahoney goes, he's his new partner, so he goes to his house, and then, like, and he's, like, talking, his house is just a mess. And then he starts yelling at the, like, he's sitting down to eat a cereal, and he yells at the cat, and he, like, scoops out, and he's like, the litter box! And then he, like, eats it. Like, there's poop
there's
in the cereal.
There's one woman who ate toilet paper. Just, like...
That, I guess that's not real bad. I mean, as long as it's not used.
That's still terrible for you, though. Like, that'd be
it's
bad.
Probably good fiber.
Probably.
Probably too much, though. Depending on how much she ate.
Like, did she just, like, on
I wonder if she had to wipe.
On the roll. There's it already like a self cleansing system.
Maybe that's the point of
maybe
the
she's just being real efficient.
There you go.
What is that lady? That lady who eats detergent has a real clean colon.
Yeah,
she's like, it tastes good. I'm like, how can that be possible?
I bet she farts bubbles.
Probably not.
Shots.
What?
She has her friends over doing shots.
Are
you drinking UV blue? No, it's Tide.
She's hiding it from her family, and she's been doing it for like a couple of years. How did her parents not know? Like, notice? It's every time she went to the laundry room, she's eating laundry detergent. She's like in high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
Why are we going through like a box of laundry detergent every 2 days.
Yeah, right. Like, what's happening?
Was it like liquid or
no? Powder? It was the powder stuff.
So she's like,
no, she snorting it, ate it, just
like a spoonful.
Yeah. And she like dip her fingers in it. And it's, oh, it's
oh, like a Lick-A-Maid.
Those Fun Dips.
Fun Dip.
Fun Dip. You know what I hate about Fun Dip?
The stick.
The stick. The stick. Piece of shit.
You never want to eat it.
I wish there was a sticky, like a it would be sticky but didn't taste like anything, or it wasn't like sugar gross.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like anything. I think that's the problem.
It's just, like it the tofu like of candy.
Yeah, tofu of candy.
It only tastes good if you have other good stuff on it.
I wish it didn't dissolve.
I really like tofu.
Like, I'd rather just put my finger in it, you know?
Yeah, but that's messier. That's why they give you the stick.
Right.
Do you like unflavored tofu, though?
I guess I've ever actually tried them.
See, there's my point.
I only like tofu and miso soup. That's it.
Have you tried tofu outside of miso soup? No, then.
No, I did. I wasn't impressed.
Yeah.
I've tried tofu.
Had it the wrong way. There's a whole bunch. Like, it's really easy to mess up tofu.
I had it in some kind of stir fry.
Stir fry thing. It's super, super easy to fuck up tofu to the point where you can't.
There's a lot of stuff you can fuck up.
That's true.
Like, my stepsister made green macaroni once.
What? Well, you can do that if you just add food coloring.
No, like, I wish
she's
it was
made
food
it the
coloring.
Normal way and it turned out green.
Well, she obviously didn't make it the normal way.
There were some odd ingredients.
I don't know. Like, it baffles me to this day. If you burn it,
you
it's going to be black.
It?
It's
you
not.
Ever been like, I'm gonna set out a day just to try and recreate green macaroni and cheese.
I have not, because I did not want to. I knew I'd end up wasting.
Was there
like,
green, was there blue cheese in there?
No,
because that would do it.
No, she took
it's yellow and blue.
She took a box of Kraft macaroni and cheese, got some milk and some butter, and somehow went green. That's what happened.
Remember the milk and butter expired? Maybe that's it. Maybe she's.
I don't know.
I'm
stumped.
I don't want to know.
We could Google it. I mean,
we didn't eat
macaroni
it.
And cheese.
You wait, did eat it?
No, we didn't. Because she's like, hey, I made dinner. And we're like, why the hell is it green? We're not
I do not that. Like green eggs or.
Never mind.
I do not like green eggs and macaroni.
And cheese.
Fuck, how am I going to rhyme this?
Yeah, it doesn't.
We might need to change that to ham. That rhymes with a lot more stuff.
Do you know that Dr. Seuss, his name was originally meant to be pronounced Soyce?
Soyce?
Yeah. I learned that the other day.
I didn't know that.
But that didn't happen
but
at all.
Nobody said that.
No. Well, like, Boyardee isn't supposed to be Boyardee. It's supposed to be Boyardee.
Really?
Yeah. It's the guy's actual last name.
Huh.
Chef Boyardee.
Chef Boyardee?
Yep. It's supposed to be Boyardee.
Boyardee.
Yeah, that doesn't
sound
Italian.
Yeah,
that
just sounds... No, you're right.
Well, it's...
Huh. Really Italian? Boyardee! Yeah, he was an actual Italian.
You just say it Italian, like, it totally sounds Italian.
He was an actual, like, immigrant, and then he's
like... he was, like, an Italian dude.
It probably
yeah.
didn't end...
Boyardee.
And he's
probably
like,
didn't end with two E's, then.
He's like...
An I.
He's like, I really like this pasta, but
I, really like
I can't get it
cheap,
to people without thinking
pasta.
It bad. I need to figure out how to make it not die in a can. So he made figure out how to make it not die in a can.
Right.
And then,
well, then you cook it when it's in the can to kill
yeah.
all the bacteriums.
Yep.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. It's just... It's nasty. I'm sure maybe at one point, Chef Boyardee...
You know what's awesome?
Boyardee.
SpaghettiOs,
yeah,
motherfucking meatballs.
That's true. I cannot.
I can't eat regular SpaghettiOs. They have to have
they're
meatballs.
They're kind of boring. I can eat regular SpaghettiOs.
Yeah.
They're boring.
You know what we used to do at college? We'd get the giant family can, and we'd cook it in this giant thing. We'd cook the whole thing, and then we'd all sit there with Grand's flaky layer biscuits.
Oh.
And just dip that in there all fucking day.
Why? That's
all
such
day
a... I'm in college. Why haven't I done this?
I don't know.
I don't live in a dorm anymore.
That's a thing
if
to
I did,
do.
Oh, yeah. We made some crazy, crazy inventions.
Yeah, I didn't do any of that weird college
like,
food stuff.
Fried egg.
Most I've had is ramen.
On top of generic Spam. On top of a thing of cheddar cheese.
I don't believe in generic Spam.
I don't know what it was called.
Is it like potted meat food product?
It's like... They don't even give it a name. They're just like, it's some
it's
kind of
meat
in a can.
It's just
meat product.
It says meat on the can. And that's
meat
it.
In a can. Well, no, I mean, like, that's the stuff that got us through, like, college. I mean, you get broke. You have to invent stuff with what you have left in your fridge.
All right, I think it's...
Yeah,
I think
if you live on campus, never meal plan.
I think it's time to wrap this one up.
That's a good idea.
We're about the half-hour mark. So
what do we even
nobody
talk about
see
for half an hour?
Hand motions there.
But you know what? I'm gonna do the hand motions every time.
Okay. Might have to explain.
If you can hear that, let us know.
If you can hear the hand motion.
If you can hear this, if you can decipher the swoosh of the air into what pattern my hands would make, that would be that. You should. You should.
You should probably get a Nobel Prize for
that. He will send you money.
I will give you a dollar.
A dollar.
I will pitch in another dollar. $2, folks. $2.
What?
I'll give him like $20.
$22.
All right, Corey. Corey's giving you $20.
If you can
find out,
I'm retracting my dollar because he's got.
Okay, $21. I'll keep mine in there.
All right.
I don't even have a dollar right now.
She will raise a dollar.
I'll raise a dollar for you.
So we're gonna wrap it up. We'll see you next week at the AHA podcast. Oh, we have to thank our guest Corey Carver for joining us this week. Maybe he'll be here next week too. Who knows? Okay, bye.